The school district had expressed needs for a new building. First, it was for computer tech, then for a PC CAPS program building. The focus then shifted toward a need for space for professional development. As each proposed use was challenged, needs shifted and continued to do so right up until the time the school board voted on the proposed building at its Tuesday evening meeting. Superintendent Emmer Conley detailed some of the uses that she could see going into a building, shifting the need away from a space for professional development. She also asked for a compromise from the school board to hold off construction for another year until an internal audit could be done to identify the spaces needed.
I am recommending that we remove the professional development away from the facility. One, because that area can be used for students and for the vision of what we need it to be. As we look at growth in Treasure Mountain, as we look at growth at McPullen, and as we look at growth at the high school, having a building situated in that vicinity would allow us move programs over and start building those and developing programming with the intent of having an inquiry-based STEM academy for 7th grade through 12th grade. And looking at the blended learning for the gifted and talented, for our high achieving, and also looking at an area where we can offer flexible scheduling, but also looking at our after-school programming and our evening programs.
School board member Nancy Garrison, via conference call, made a motion to put out an RFP or request for proposal for the building, the uses of which would be determined later.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the request for proposal on cost for construction of a building that would be completed in June 2016. That's an extended timeline of approximately a year from what we were talking about previously.
School Board President Mo Hickey seconded the motion, and the one dissenting school board member, Tanya Knauer, asked how they could rationalize moving forward on plans for a building when the needs weren't yet determined.
I don't have a problem with a multi-use building. I completely agree that it is something we should look at, but we have to look at all of the pieces of the puzzle. I think we could vote on this in a couple of months when we have more information.
Superintendent, your intention was to get those pieces of information ready so that no construction occurs before those very specific programming needs are determined.
That's correct. But by voting for this, we're saying that this is our number one priority. And since the original RFP went out for a CTE building in Bear Hollow, it's gone from a CTE building in Bear Hollow to a PC CAPS building on Kearns to now a STEM Academy. And it's still our number one priority all three times.
The public meeting drew a crowd of community members concerned about the proposed expenditure, like Steve Gordon, a parent in the district.
How are we going to, we're going to go to an architect and say, we don't know what it's for, we don't quite know how big it is, but we need a request for proposal. I think you'll find the architects and the contractors to be confused too. Why don't we table this for 2 months, do the research, find out through an audit what is necessary?
PC CAPS student David Jenkins argued that a building specifically for the CAPS program would be premature. He and some other 30 students in the program who signed a letter of concern said there are enough questions about the program that building a new building for it wouldn't be prudent.
Just want to start off by saying I love the concept. I think it's a great idea. I think PC CAPS has enormous potential. But there are some faults to it. I guess it's too late now, I guess, but before we build a new building, because I just feel it's a little rushed. I just don't think that we should be making a rushed decision for a new building.
Stephen Parker, another parent in the district, had questions similar to those of others who spoke.
Because it was just PC CAPS, then it was teacher meetings, then that was taken out, then it's a STEM academy, and it just seems to figure out what you need and then move forward.
That's parent Stephen Parker. The public comment period came following a vote on moving ahead with building plans. The vote passed 4-1. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.